The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
I can't believe you went to Scully's with a bag of diamonds on you.
Wait a minute. You could have gotten us killed.
Well, I didn't.
So, what's the plan?
They think I should use Barnes' PI business as a cover. They'll compensate me well and take care of the extra taxes so no red flags are raised.
You know good and well that the Legions of Rage are loyal to whoever pays their salary. So unless you have a depository of wealth hidden somewhere, you would be wise to avoid contact with your former apprentice.
Robert has installed the emulator at the site. As far as they know, ATF is setting up a sting operation for a suspected drug cartel operating in the Baltimore area.
You excited to reunite with your father and your sister?
Kelly will be shocked. Besides, I'll be in the alternate Earth Mayo Clinic, so she won't be able to see me for a while.
Supreme Controller, stand by me.
Do you wish us to remove ours also?
Guards, arrest the men for theft.
What? This is outrage!
And now, episode 111, Double-Sided.
You are making a big mistake, Drakmar.
Actually, it seems to be working quite well for me. That fool, Tony Simon, brought you straight to me.
You two are in this together.
On the contrary, he did not expect any of this. You were being turned over to a raid unit for your eventual return to Letimus. He didn't foresee being arrested, I assure you.
You will pay, Drakmar. My legions will come and destroy you and your planet.
You mean like you tried to do during the war?
What do you mean?
One of your first acts as the controller of Rage was to attack our planet and plunder our resources. We tried to resist, but you nearly destroyed all life here. You would have succeeded if it had not been for the counterattack by the IDF.
Yes, I remember it well. But this time we will not fail.
Who is we, may I ask? Who will not fail? Rage? Are you referring to Rage? Have you forgotten? You are no longer in control.
I am the Supreme Controller. My lack of power is only temporary, I assure you. I shall prevail, and you will have to answer for your actions against me. For when you attack the rebels against the Galactic Empire.
Oh, I'm so impressed. Such a rousing, an inspirational speech. Now take him away.
You will regret this, I tell you. You will regret this.
Guards, escort Mr. Simon and his men back in here. Tony Simon, I believe I have unfinished business with you. I believe you'll find it all there.
The price we agreed on?
Yes. And you could keep the tunics and robes if you like.
Thank you. They might come in useful someday. I must say, that was quite a convincing performance.
Thank you. I don't think Lister suspects you are in my employment.
I wish I could have seen his face when you arrested him.
I truly thought that his head was going to explode. Can you stave the trial? We can escort you in as prisoner so he would not suspect your true purpose.
As much as I would enjoy seeing justice done, I'm afraid I must return to Boldibar. Are you sure that your diplomatic envoy will be able to convince the IDF that you had expedition rights to him?
Not to worry, my friend. By the time you return, all will be well. You will once again be in good standing with the IDF. Lister will be tried for war crimes, and you will have enough monetary units to retire.
I'm not quite ready to be put to pasture yet.
Put in a pasture?
Oh, it's just a saying. It means I have some work still left in me, and I'm not quite ready to retire. Although these units will make that transition easier when the time comes.
Well then, thank you for your services. If you'd like to stay and rest before your return, I will be happy to accommodate you.
That is most kind of you. However, we must get back. I will not be able to rest until all of this is sorted out and I can resume my duties, for however long that will be.
So you are thinking about retiring then?
Not retiring, changing vocations. This bounty hunting has proven to be quite lucrative.
Are you sure you can't stay for a bit of refreshment? I have tea imported from your planet.
Tea, you say?
Ah, yes. Only the finest, my friend.
Well then, it would be uncivilized for me to refuse such hospitality.
Hey, Agent Todd, what's going on?
I heard you were in the neighborhood. How's it been?
Honestly, it's been a little crazy. So you're still working with the ATF?
Great IDF cover. I get to catch the bad guys and play with all these primitive weapons.
How's the prep going?
Come on, I'll show you. Agent Hawk, how's she doing?
If the timetable is correct, she should be on her final leg to the alternate Mayo.
What a shame that was. She was an outstanding field agent, even though she was pretty new to the job.
I wouldn't give up on her yet. She's a pretty tough cookie. She'll be hard to take down.
Yeah, I heard.
Hey, leave it. It was all part of my cover to let her take me down in that match.
I'm sure it was. This is what we got so far. We decided to make it look like a ranger station since they maintain the area.
I like it. Not too fancy, just rustic enough for a satellite office. Where will the STIP landing pad be located?
Right over here. Pull open this file cabinet.
Alright, now what am I looking for?
Feel up under the top there.
Ah, switch that opens the wall here. Sweet! Okay, a little cubby hole with another door.
Not just any door. It's one door that can't be penetrated.
Really? Where does it go?
Nowhere. That's why it can't be penetrated.
Ah, so you just want to keep them busy.
Yeah, this was a small closet. We just walled it in and made it a little swinging wall. It'll be easy to restore back the way it once was when we're finished here. Your bombers will pick up the STIP signal to here, under the floorboards. They'll search around, find the cabinet, find the switch, then waste a lot of time trying to open the door to nowhere.
Giving us plenty of time to move in on them.
Got your trail cams ready?
Yeah, I have the one on the left side of the road just as you turn in, and another one on the right about halfway down. How about your lookouts?
Once the emulator is in place and turned on, we'll have an agent in what is essentially a deer stand to observe. He'll contact our SWAT unit at Essex Airpark.
Whenever the cam is tripped, it will send a signal to my phone. Depending on who's around me, I can access the camera and see who's coming at the same time your lookout sees them. You guys have your cover story already?
We have a stash of weapons and drugs to use as a cover for the op.
Planting evidence? Now you know the federal government would never do that.
True. But we're not the federal government.
Well, it all looks good to me. I'll contact my people and fill them in. Are you guys ready to swoop in and take over this investigation?
Yeah, and I want you to act real upset when we do.
I have a feeling that Hernandez and Mac will be upset enough for all of us. Can you sync the contact info with your lookout post?
Yeah, just go to two-way mode on your phone.
Alright, I'm in walkie-talkie mode.
There you go. That will link to whoever is in the blind.
How long before you're ready for the emulator?
You can bring it any time. We'd like to be operational by 1800.
Alright, I'm gonna head back. I'll get Robert over there this afternoon to set it up.
Sounds like a plan.
Commander, welcome back to Terra Firma.
Thank you, sir. It's been a few weeks, so I'm still a little wobbly.
So Johnson and Lee made the transition okay?
Yes, sir. No problem. Of course, George could run the place by himself with no problem.
Well, it's good to have a human presence there. Just to keep an eye on Robo 4.
You're probably right about that. So, you have the cosmonauts in interrogation?
Just one. He appears to be the leader of the two. Vlad will be joining us.
Well, this should be interesting.
I'm going to start with Vlad behind the window. I want to see what this cosmonaut wants before I bring Vlad in to face him.
I demand to know why I'm here.
Ivan Belikov, IDF agent from 301, with a cover in Russian intelligence. Do you want to tell me why you attacked our space station?
You want to tell me why he is here?
I'm here because you laid siege to my station and demanded I turn over one of my crew members.
Unnecessary inconvenience, Commander Sims. Now, where is Vlad?
We're the ones asking the questions, Agent Belikov. What business do you have with Vlad?
I'm not at liberty to discuss that, Controller 3.
There's nothing within the realm of our planetary system that I am not privy to.
This is private Russian matter.
When you boarded the BSS with weapons drawn, you made it our business.
That was for our protection. We did not know how Vlad would react.
React to what?
Being arrested and returned to Russia for questioning.
May I remind you, Agent Belikov, that you are under my jurisdiction. If there's going to be an arrest or questioning, we will do it.
Or we can do it right here, Agent Belikov.
I was about to call you in, Vlad. Take a seat.
I want to know why Russian intelligence wants to talk to me.
Vlad, take a seat.
I'll ask you again. Why does Russian intelligence want to talk to me? I've been away from our motherland for almost 2 years.
Yes, Agent Belikov. Of what interest is Vlad to your people?
Again, this is a matter for Russian intelligence. This does not concern IDF.
And I'm telling you that when you board my vessel weaponized, it is my business. Now, where is your mothership?
And where is your IDF authorization?
Vladimir is to be interrogated by Russian authorities.
Here's the deal. You are in violation of IDF regulations, and as a member of the Federation, you are subject to its internal laws. Boarding an IDF vessel without clearance and with drawn weapons is tantamount to piracy. You and your comrade could be spending the rest of your careers and beyond right here as a guest of the Boldabar Stockades. Now I strongly suggest you start talking.
I proclaim diplomatic immunity.
Nice try, but you don't really qualify as a diplomat.
Sir, Robo-4 has texted that he has located their ship. It is in orbit, well above the BSS.
We'll need to send a contact team. Is Captain Jocko available?
I'm showing him and his crew on R&R. There's no other BAT response team available at the moment.
Contact him and tell him to get his team ready for deployment. They will be escorting an official boarding party to determine what authorization they have. Let him know that once the mission is complete, I'll add an extra week to their R&R.
Very well, sir.
So, comrade, I am sitting here now. Whatever question to have for me, you can now ask it.
My orders were to bring you back for questioning.
You do realize how slow diplomacy is.
Yes.
You could be here weeks or even months. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they just gave up on the whole thing and left you here.
So if you have a question for my cosmonaut, you had better ask it now.
Dmitry Borum.
Vlad? Vlad.
Oh. Sorry. Yes, I know him.
Who is he? Why would the Russians send someone all the way out here to ask you that question?
I really don't know. Dmitry Borum is, well, I guess you could say he's my half-uncle. My grandfather was previously married and left his wife early in the marriage. It was only when my father was in the university that he learned that he had a half-brother. I only met him a couple of times.
Was there bad blood between them?
All I know is that he was in questionable business. And my father told me that he was best to stay away from him.
So who is Dmitry Borum? And what do you want with him?
We have reason to believe he is the master bomber, trained by Rage to terrorize our planet.
And I have told you, he is a distant uncle I have had no contact with for many years.
We think you know where we can find him. He needs to be stopped.
If I knew, I would gladly tell you.
I think we're done here, Agent Belikov. If Vlad knew anything, I'm certain he would tell you. But we still have a matter of you and your comrade boarding the BSS with weapons drawn. As soon as my team returns from your mothership, we will begin negotiations with your people. In the meantime, you'll be my guest here in the Stockades.
This is not over, Vlad.
I am sure it is not, comrade.
I can hardly believe it. We're finally here.
Yeah, I really wasn't sure it was going to happen. The Mayo Clinic, even if it's in a different dimension, it's closer to home than Fillion or Boldabar.
Wow. You thinking what I'm thinking?
That's a scary thought.
It's deja vu. We were just here a month ago, except the roles were reversed.
Yep, we've been partners too long.
What?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Deja vu. I think this is the same window you looked out at and described a small house I couldn't see.
Yeah, when I was testing out my bionics. Huh. How about that?
What?
They painted the house.
I can't see it.
Hey, you know, maybe they can upgrade one of your eyes like they did to me.
No thanks. I think I'm good. My eyes are the least of my worries.
Look, these people are the best. They did such a good job, I had to have Robert make artificial scars for me. You're gonna be fine.
Jim, you had a hole in your head. My face was pretty much removed. I don't think that even your pig bladder reconstruction will help. I have a lot of bone fractures. It's so bad that I'll probably never sound like myself again.
Hey, new face, new voice. You could do some serious undercover work. And I'm not talking about police work.
What?
Well, you know, you can meet and talk with your old friends and ask them about Kate Hawk, and then you'd find out who your real friends were.
Leave it to you, Jim Barnes, to come up with something like that.
Well, look who's here, the Bionic Man.
Hey, Ruth, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you making out with your implants?
Hey, you want me to go get you a cup of coffee? I saw a vending machine down the waiting room. I could do it right from here.
I hope you're making better use of your gift than hacking vending machines. Hey, Kate, I'm Ruth. I'll be taking care of you here on day shift.
Hey, Ruth, I remember you. I think Jim here looked forward to your visits.
Well, of course I did. It meant that I was going to improve my skills.
Right, James, improving your skills?
If you excuse me, I'll let you two get started on all this medical stuff. I'll check back on you in just a little while, kiddo.
No hacking the candy machines.
Yes, Mother.
You know, he's really concerned about you. Probably as much as you were for him when he was in here.
His life was in the balance. He really gave me a scare.
I don't think you realize how close you came to leaving us. It really scared him.
Well, I'm here. At least most of me.
The doctors on Fillion did a good job in starting to put you back together, and we'll finish it.
How long before I can show my face in public?
With our advancement in cellular repair, your bones will be healed enough to begin facial reconstruction within another week. But I'll let the doctor go over all that with you. I'm just going to do an assessment right now to see how your body fared the trip here.
When can I see the doctor?
He's been fully briefed on your condition. We'll do some scans, and then he'll read them. Most likely, he will be in to see you in the morning.
Well then, let's get started.
Hey, rookie. Nice of you to show up.
Good morning to you, too. I'm still on time.
Barely. How's the arson investigation going?
Hernandez brought the store owner in, got a couple sketches done, and had him go through the mugshots of former arsonists.
Anything come of it?
He didn't recognize anyone from the mugshots. We sent out the sketches to our usual contacts.
Maybe these guys are new to the game.
Or they specialize in other areas, like robbery and the arson was second thought.
Or they're really good and never been caught.
Or they're aliens from another dimension.
Right. They just popped through a wormhole, stole some supplies, and left.
Portal. It would be a portal, not a wormhole.
Right. I missed that episode of Aliens Among Us.
Hey, that's just as viable as anything else we've come up with.
You have viable suspects?
Aliens. Nelson thinks they're aliens.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Detective Hernandez, I'm being serious.
With you? I might believe that. Where's the boss?
Getting ready for morning call.
Nothing yet on our two suspects. Looks like a dead end so far.
Maybe we'll have better luck with the distributed sketches. We're using TV and newspapers, right?
Yeah, all of the usual outlets.
How about the internet?
Yep, we posted to several of the watch groups and the department's site.
How about the local pawn shops? Maybe they just want to resell some of the high-end items.
Got them covered, plus the internet selling sites. If they try to move anything, we'll know about it.
So how's your investigation going?
Pretty sure I'm looking at an insurance fraud scheme. Everything points to an inside job. We're bringing our suspect in later this afternoon, and we're going to hit him with the evidence we've got. I'm sure he'll cave in.
And then you can notch another one under your belt.
Hopefully. Say, rookie, how many have you notched?
Just one, but it was a big one. In fact, there are two of them. Does that count as two?
Nice try.
Well, We better get the morning call, or we won't have to worry about notches.
Right behind you. You coming, rookie?
I'll catch up. I need to take this call.
Okay, but make it quick.
Nelson.
Hey, Nelson. Agent Todd here. I thought I'd let you know that Robert got the emulator in place last night, so we're ready to go.
Great. Stand by. Still with me?
Yeah, I got you.
I just activated the trail cams. When they're tripped, I'll be alerted. Have you checked with your lookout yet?
I'm with him right now. His device is scanning for a signal. Okay, we got it. Looks good. We have eyes on three cameras. If we see something suspicious, we'll alert you.
I'll be able to see him from this end, but I might be indisposed, so text me if something shows up. That way I can check the cameras.
There's all kinds of things that can set these trail cams off, so you can disregard notifications until we text you.
Sounds good. How's the quality?
Our field laptop has a 17-inch screen, so we're getting a good picture from all three trail cams.
Super. I have to get the morning call. I'll check in with you later.
Sounds good.
Welcome back, sir. It is good to have you back as the commander of the BSS.
Aw, you miss me?
Negative, Commander. I was stating that it was good to have you back. Your temporary replacement was not as familiar with the day-to-day operations of the BSS, and it made it more difficult and far less efficient to synchronize our workflow.
Which means you missed me.
Deep spacecraft approaching the BSS. I have no record of any scheduled docking.
Hail on all frequencies.
Go ahead, Commander.
Approaching vessel, state your intentions.
This is November 2363 for clearance to Voldemar Spaceport.
Sir, that is Agent Tony Simon.
Yes, I recognize his voice. I don't believe it.
And what is the reason for your doubt? I can verify by his transponder code that it is indeed Agent Simon.
No. I mean, I can't believe he's coming back.
BSS, did you copy?
November 2363. Begin auto-dock sequence for quarantine inspection.
Auto-docking sequence initiated.
George, contact the controller and advise him of Agent Simon's arrival and that we are awaiting his orders.
Very well, Commander. November 6-3, docking beam engaged. Contact in 3, 2, 1. Contact light. Latching bolts engaged. Seal confirmed. Depressurization commencing. Commander, I have advised the controller and I am awaiting instructions.
Very well. Continue with docking protocol.
Pressurization complete. Performing seal test. All systems green. You are clear to open your hatch.
Roger, opening hatch.
How many of your party will be boarding?
Just me. I need clearance as soon as possible.
You are clear to egress and board the BSS. Sir, I have the controller's reply. I've forwarded to your handheld.
Very well.
Well, we meet again, Commander Sims.
Agent Tony Simon, by the authority of the controller of Sector 3, you are hereby under arrest.
What? For what reason?
Violation of Article 12 of the Uniform Code of Planetary Justice regarding the illegal transport of intergalactical prisoner. I'm afraid I'll have to detain you and your crew.
This is an outrage!
What will become of Tony Simon? Will Kate be able to recover and return to service? And will Nelson's trap work? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Operation Stingray.